Glory to God. Well, it's good to be here with you. Praise the Lord. And yes, my name's Dale, and I'll be your preacher today. Please stay seated in your seats and fasten your seat belts. We may have run into some turbulence. But take your Bible in your hand. How many of you have brought your Bible? Maybe it's on your phone. Maybe it's on an iPad. Take your Bible in your hands. Lift up your Bible nice and high. Don't be shy. Give the devil a black eye. Say, this is my Bible. I love my Bible. It's God's word speaking to me. I am what the Bible says I am. I have what the Bible says I have. And I can do what the Bible says I can do. Today, I'm too blessed to be cursed. I'm too healed to be sick. I'm too rich to be poor. I'm too victorious to be defeated. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, it is good to be here. And you guys are, I guess, in the middle of 50 days in the Spirit. And I just wish I'd been here for all 50 days. That sound, when your pastor said that you were in the middle of 50 days in the Spirit, I just thought, wow, that's a great thing, amen? How many of you love the Holy Ghost, amen? How many of you love the baptism in the Holy Ghost? I mean, I love being born again, and being born again will get you ready for earth, for heaven, rather. Getting born again will get you ready for heaven. But getting baptized in the Holy Ghost, it'll get you ready for earth, amen? It'll get you ready to be victorious, more than a conqueror, on earth. And so, look in your Bibles with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Second Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 4. For the weapons, everyone say weapons. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing, say high thing, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I'm going to flow in the same flow that you've been flowing in for a while in the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but with an emphasis this morning on our prayer language, praying in other tongues. And I believe in the world today that even in the church world, they're trying to minimize it. They're trying to minimize the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They're trying to minimize our wonderful prayer language, praying in other tongues. But today we're going to maximize it. Can you say amen? Today we're going to put an emphasis on it. Today we're going to see the importance of it and hopefully kickstart it in your life again. And so the Bible says here that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. I want you to know today, the baptism in the Holy Ghost is a powerful weapon that God has given you and I, not just to so that we can be victorious, not in heaven, but on earth. It's a powerful weapon given you and I in our prayer language. Our speaking in other tongues is a powerful weapon that's been given to us so that we can be victorious on earth. Can you say amen? We want to walk and talk in the Spirit on earth. And so our weapons are not carnal. Speaking in other tongues is not carnal. It doesn't come from our flesh. It doesn't come from our mind. It comes from the Holy Spirit within us. Can you say amen? And so the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the gift of speaking in tongues is a wonderful weapon of our warfare to help us be victorious, to help us be conquerors, to help us walk as Jesus walked. Can you say amen? And the Bible tells us that a lot of times, and I don't know about you, but with me, when God's dealing with me on something, it's not that I need to receive something that I don't already have. It's that I'm not using what I've already got. Huh? I'm not using what I've already gotten. So when God deals with me on something, it's usually that I'm not using something he's already given me. You know, God told Moses, he said, "What's in your hand? Use that stick that's in your hand and go tell Pharaoh, let my people go." You know, Elijah said to the widow woman, "What's in your house? What's in your house?" And what was in her house, what was in her possession already, was the key to her miracle. Let me tell you something. The baptism in the Holy Ghost, you might already have it, praise God. In the gift of speaking in other tongues, you've already got it. It can be the key to your miracle. It can be the key to your breakthrough. It can be the key to victory in your life. And so a lot of times we just need to use what we've already got. We need to brush off, blow the dust off what we've already got and use what we've already got. The Bible says to not neglect what we've already got, to not let it slip. And so many times as I travel and preach in other churches, I see that people have let the baptism of the Holy Ghost slip. They've let their prayer language slip. And so we need to not minimize it, but we need to maximize it and realize that John the Baptist, I see you've got a baptism coming up. John the Baptist, you know, John the Baptist, he did a lot of baptisms, and it's powerful to be water baptized. But he said, "I might baptize you with water, but there's coming one mightier than I, whose shoes I am unworthy to unloosen. And he," speaking of Jesus, "he will baptize you in the Holy Ghost and fire." Can you say amen? He will baptize you in the Holy Ghost and fire. And Jesus said to the disciples, he said, "Do not leave Jerusalem." After I'm crucified, "Do not leave Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high." And so the disciples gathered and they prayed, and suddenly the Holy Ghost came and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke in other tongues. So get this, they were promised power and they got tongues. They were promised the fire of God, but they got tongues. Could it be that your tongues are the power of God in your life? Could it be that the tongues, your prayer language, is the fire of God in your life? Amen. Huh? That is the power of God. It is the fire of God. It is, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. But I dare say that we don't use it as much as we should. Paul, the apostle, writer of 2/3 of the New Testament, how many of you know that's a man of God? I mean, there's a lot of great men of God, but they haven't written 2/3 of the New Testament. There's a lot of great theologians out there who know their Bible, but they didn't write the Bible. Paul said, "I thank God that I speak in tongues more than you all." Here he is, he's right, you know, he knows his stuff, he's a man of God, and he says, "I thank God that I speak in tongues more than you all." So the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues is a powerful weapon. You know, Acts 1:8 says, "You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses." So Paul, writer of 2/3 of the New Testament, he said, "I thank God I speak with tongues more than you all." I can look back over my walk with Christ nearly 40 years, and I honestly can tell you I don't know whether I'd be serving the Lord today without the gift of tongues, without being able to speak in tongues. I don't know where I would be if I didn't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the gift of speaking in tongues, because when I was down and I couldn't get back up, tongues lifted me up. Can you say amen? When I needed a miracle, tongues brought it for me. When I needed a breakthrough, tongues was there for me, praise God. When nothing else could get me into the presence of God, speaking in tongues brought me into the presence of God. When the devil had hit me with everything he had and I didn't think I could get back up, tongues lifted me up again. When I was lukewarm and I needed the fire of God, tongues was there for me, praise God. When I'd left my first love and didn't know where to find it again, tongues was the kickstarter. Hallelujah. How many of you know God will set you on fire, but a lot of times he wants you to light the match? Huh? If you light the match, he'll set you on fire. But you got to light the match. And for me, speaking in other tongues has been the match that God needed to fire me up again, to revive me again, to get the rivers of living water moving again. And so it can be a powerful weapon. Can be a powerful weapon. See, the devil, he doesn't come with horns and a pitchfork. But and say, I'm the devil. But he comes as depression. He comes as anxiety and worry. He comes as inferiority and suicide. The devil, he comes as debt and sin and temptation and anger and strife. The devil, he comes as doubt and fear and self-doubt and self-hatred and pride and lust. He comes as gossip and backbiting. He comes as addiction and pornography and adultery. He comes as discouragement and envy and discontentment. But let me tell you something. Against all those attacks of the enemy, you have a powerful weapon in the baptism in the Holy Spirit. You have a powerful weapon on the inside of you called your heavenly prayer language. The tongues of men and angels. And so I just want to go over some great reasons for you and I to speak in tongues. First one here from 2 Corinthians is it can pull down strongholds in your mind. If you're dealing with thoughts in your mind that are not of God, if you're dealing with strongholds in your mind that are not of God, I have found in my walk that praying in other tongues, praying in our prayer language, is a powerful way to pull down those strongholds. Because, see, when you pray in other tongues, it doesn't come from your mind, it comes from your heart. Can you say amen? It comes from your spirit. The Holy Spirit gives you utterance, but you're the one who speaks it, and it bypasses your mind. It bypasses your mind, and so it can be a powerful. You know, you ever had times when you were just, you're just dealing with fear, and fear is plaging your mind, and plaguing your mind, or you're worrying, and you just can't seem to stop. Let me tell you something. If you begin to pray in other tongues, if in your prayer language, your mind won't shut down right away, but eventually it will. Eventually it will, because your spirit bypasses your mind. And speaking in other tongues can help you pull down strongholds in your mind. See, one of the problems with the church today is that believers' minds are exalted over their spirit. Our spirit should be running the show. Can you say amen? Amen. Our spirit man should be running the show, not our heads, huh? Not our minds. We're to be spiritual beings, not mind beings, spiritual beings. And as you pray in other tongues, you can bypass your mind and stop the constant flow of worry or doubt or fear thoughts that are plaguing your mind, pulling down that stronghold in your mind. I've tested this, but I don't think you can sin and pray in tongues at the same time. Now, if you're sitting there going, I'm going to try and prove you wrong. No, try and prove me right. Can you say amen? Huh? But if you're dealing with temptation of sin, and I've done this many times where you're tempted to sin and in dealing with temptation, and if you'll just pray in other tongues, that temptation will pass. Pray until it passes. Well, what if it doesn't pass for 3 days? Pray until it passes. And so it can be a powerful weapon pulling down strongholds in our mind. Look with me in 1 Corinthians 14. First Corinthians 14:4. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies. How many of you would like to be edified? Huh? You come to church, it's good to be edified. Can you say amen? But what about tomorrow? When there is no songs on the screen and pastor isn't leading worship. What about in your darkest hour? What's going to happen then for edification? He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself. Say himself. Himself. And he that prophesies edifies the church. This is a powerful reason to speak in other tongues, is to edify, build yourself up, charge yourself. See, we're like a lot of times we're like a car during the winter time in Brooks here. You ever gone out to your car and maybe you left the light on, or maybe it's just one of those minus 30, minus 40 days and you didn't plug it in. You didn't stay plugged in. And you go to the car and you get that, don't you hate that sound? It's just an awful sound. But a lot of times as a believer, we're like that car with a dead battery. There's no lights. Huh? You ever met a Christian where there's just no light? Now, if you're sitting next to them right now, just look straight ahead. There's no song coming out of the radio. Ever met a Christian who's lost their song? Once again, don't look at them right now. Just look straight ahead. Huh? There's no power. There's no forward momentum. They seem to be just stuck in one spot. That's the Christian with a dead battery. But the good news is, the gospel is, the good news is, you can charge your own battery. You don't have to run around from church to church, from conference to conference. You know what? So many times people, and I like conferences and going to different churches and all that. That's all fine. But a lot of times people are running to them for the wrong reason. They run from conference to conference, from speaker to speaker. Oh, charge me up. Charge me up. Charge me up. Charge yourself. That's what the Bible says. I found through speaking in other tongues, it's like, you know, you start speaking in other tongues and it's like getting out the battery cables. Positive, negative. Huh? People say, well, how long should I pray in other tongues? Pray until you've got a full battery. The lights come on. There's music on the radio. You can put it in drive and go. You can edify yourself through speaking in other tongues. I can edify myself. I can charge myself up anytime I want to. You can charge yourself up anytime you want to. See, it's good to encourage each other and support each other. I'm not against that. But God primarily wants you and I dependent on Him. Hello? God primarily wants you and I dependent on Him and what He's done for us and what He's put in us already. What He's already done. Not what He'll do, but what He's already done. You've already got the goods. Can you say amen? You've got the goods. You can edify yourself. You can build yourself up any time you want to. You can pray in the Spirit. You know, if you want to walk in the Spirit, it's real helpful. Sorry, I'm littering in your church. I find it's real helpful for me. I'm just talking about me. It's real helpful for me to walk in the Spirit if I'm talking in the Spirit. If I'm talking in the Spirit, talking in the Spirit, talking in the Spirit, walking in the Spirit and not the flesh, walking in the Spirit and not loving this world is a whole lot easier. Huh? The baptism of the Holy Ghost just makes life on earth easier. It makes life on earth more victorious, more wonderful. Can you say amen? And so you can edify yourself. You can build yourself up anytime you want to. You can recharge your battery anytime you want to, praise God. See, a lot of times people say, well, I need a spa treatment. I need a spa day. No, a lot of times what you're feeling is you just need to speak in tongues. I need a vacation. I'm not against vacations, but let me tell you something. A lot of times you're feeling like, I need a vacation. It's not that your body is so weary, it's that your spirit is so weak. Your spirit is drained. I need a day off. It's okay to take a day off. But maybe what you need is charge up your spiritual battery. Charge up your spiritual battery by speaking in other tongues, by using your heavenly prayer language, and you'll be amazed that all of a sudden you'll be doing the Superman pose. Ah, I don't need a spa day. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Huh? I don't need a vacation. Living waters, rivers of living water are flowing out of me. And so we can edify ourselves. We can build ourselves up. Look with me in John chapter 14. John chapter 14 and verse 16. Jesus is speaking, and he says, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter. Speaking of the Holy Spirit. And that word comforter just means someone called alongside you to help you. Someone who will strengthen you. That word comforter means strengthener. The one who's called alongside you to stand by you. And so another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Isn't that wonderful? You take the Holy Ghost with you wherever you go. And as a street preacher, I took the Holy Ghost to some places. Oh my goodness. The Holy Ghost has been to Bourbon Street. The Holy Ghost has bust into crack houses. The Holy Ghost has been to parties and rock concerts. Huh? He will abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knoweth him. But we know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Here's another great reason to speak in other tongues. It reminds us of the indwelling of the Spirit's presence. I don't know about you, but I need to be reminded daily. Say daily. Turn to your neighbor and say daily. I need to be reminded daily. I need to be reminded daily that the Holy Spirit is within me. I need to be reminded daily that my body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. I need to be reminded daily that when the Holy Ghost came upon me, I was given power from on high, God's power. I need to be reminded daily. Now, maybe you're not me. Maybe you say, I don't need that. Well, I need that. Huh? And I'm just taking a guess here that you're human like I am. That spiritually you might have some memory problems like I do. Because guess what? A lot of times we can forget what we learned in church by Monday morning. But I need a daily reminder that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And when I speak in tongues, I am reminded I'm not alone in this world. That I've got the Holy Ghost in me. That I'm not just natural Dale, I'm supernatural Dale. I need to be reminded that the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me. I like some of those reminders. Huh? I like them a lot. When life gets tough, when life gets hard, I need to be reminded. And guess what? You can remind yourself. You can edify yourself. You can remind yourself. See, life was never meant to be lived alone. And with the Holy Spirit in you, you are never alone. When you got born again and when you received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, your days of being alone are over. Huh? Nearly 40 years ago, I got born again. I got filled with the Holy Spirit. And I've never been alone a day in nearly 40 years. But I need to be reminded of that. Maybe like you. I need to be reminded of that. And so speaking in other tongues is a great reminder of what's on the inside of us. And who is on the inside of us. Look with me in Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 and verse 26. Now, you might be sitting here and saying, well, we've heard this before. Well, that's good. How many of you know there's nothing new under the sun? If I came here to tell you everything that you've just, something you've never heard before, that might be a little scary. But see, repetition is the art of learning. Can you say amen? Huh? Repetition is the art of learning. 6 times 6 is 36. Do you know why I knew that? Because way back when I was just about this tall, they drilled it into me. Huh? How many of you know we need some spiritual truths drilled into us through repetition? Can you say amen? Verse 26, likewise the Spirit also helps our infirmities or our weaknesses. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. But he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. This is speaking of our prayer language, speaking in other tongues. And this, speaking in other tongues allows us to pray the perfect will of God. You don't know the perfect will of God for your life. But the Holy Ghost in you does. The Holy Ghost in you knows the perfect will of God for your life. And when you pray in other tongues, you are partnering with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can't pray in tongues without you. And you can't pray in tongues without him. You are partnering. I mean, it's good to have a prayer partner. Can you say amen? The Holy Spirit, when you speak in other tongues, he is your prayer partner. And he prays for you according to the will of God. And see, when the Bible talks about our weakness here, it's talking about, I don't know what I need. I know I need something, but I don't know what I need. I don't know the will of God for my life. But the Holy Spirit does. And he can pray the perfect will of God for your life. Isn't that awesome? And not only can he pray the perfect will of God for your life, he can pray you into the perfect will of God for your life. Because you don't know what you need, but the Holy Spirit does. No wonder Paul said, I thank God I speak in tongues more than you all. No wonder speaking in tongues was so important to him. And so we pray ourselves into the perfect will of God. We pray ourselves into the future. Because God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Can you say amen? And God's future for you is always better than the past. Somewhere in the future, you look a lot better than you do right now. Somewhere in the future, you're a lot stronger than you are right now. You're a lot more healed than you are right now. Can you say amen? And when we pray in tongues, we are praying the perfect will of God, and we are praying to get ourselves into that will, into God's will for our lives, into the future that God has for us. I tell people, if you need to make a decision on a job, pray in tongues over it. If you need to make a decision on who to marry, pray in tongues over it. If you need to make a decision on buying a home or a major decision in your life, pray in tongues over it. And guess what? You'll say, well, I prayed in tongues over it for a couple days and I just knew what to do. I just knew that I knew what to do. I don't know where it came from. It came from you praying in other tongues over that thing, over that situation, over that circumstance, over that decision. And so you can pray the perfect will of God for your life anytime you want to. Anytime you want to. Wow. I pray you get so hungry to pray in tongues over from this message, you can hardly wait for me to shut up. I might be so hungry after this message to pray in tongues, I can hardly wait for me to show up. Shut up. Huh? And so we pray ourselves into the will of God for our lives anytime we want to. Have you ever thought of that verse, Ephesians 3, 20 and 21? Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. I believe that speaking in other tongues is key to having that verse come alive in our lives. Because I don't know, my mind doesn't know the exceedingly abundantly above all that I can ask or think. In other words, he's saying, you can't ask for it, but you have not because you ask not. Wow, we're in a trouble here. But you can pray in other tongues, and the Spirit of God can pray you into that exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. You can see things take place in your life. You can see miracles take place in your life. And you think, breakthroughs take place in your life. Blessings come in your life. And you think, I didn't pray for it with my English. But maybe you prayed for it in your prayer language. Huh? Maybe you prayed for it in your prayer language. How many would like breakthroughs, miracles, blessings coming to your life that you didn't even think of? Huh? That you couldn't have even imagined. It's so above what you could have even asked for in your speaking English or in your natural language. It's so far above. And that's what speaking in other tongues will do for you. Look with me in Jude verse 20. Just turn right in your Bible, just before Revelation. It's just a little book. one chapter. Verse 20, but you, beloved, talking about you in the burgundy chairs, you, the saints in Brooks, but you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Building yourselves up. Now, the word edify means to charge up, but this is to build ourselves up on our most holy faith. The Bible says there's faith, holy faith, and now we've got most holy faith. Huh? In other words, we're climbing. Can you say amen? We're growing here. We're going from faith to holy faith to most holy faith. And he says, build yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Now, faith comes by hearing by the word of God. But sometimes our faith needs a boost. It needs to get built up. It needs to be strengthened, praise God. And when I pray in other tongues, it strengthens my faith. Strengthens my faith. You pray in tongues for a while, and pretty soon you'll say, I can run through a wall and, I leap over a wall and run through a troop. Amen. All of a sudden you start praying in tongues and you'll start thinking, I really can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's not just a bumper sticker. I really can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You start praying in tongues for a while and pretty soon, my God does supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. It's not just a little memory verse. It's not just a poster on a Sunday school room. God really is meeting all my needs. I really can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I really do have what the Bible says I can do. I really have what the Bible says I have. Huh? I really am the Christian that the Bible says I am. And so we can stimulate, we can build up our faith from faith, holy faith, and most holy faith. We can stir our faith to greater heights in God than we've ever experienced before through the gift of speaking in other tongues, through building ourselves up, through edifying ourselves, through praying for the unknown. And lastly, look with me in Isaiah 28. Isaiah 28, verses 11 and 12. For with a stammering lips and another tongue, say another tongue, will he speak to this people to whom he said, this is the rest, say rest. This is the rest wherein you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. See, this is right along with what I was saying earlier. Sometimes we think our tiredness is physical. Sometimes we think our weariness is mental. But a lot of times it's spiritual. We are in a war. 2 Corinthians 10 tells us we are in a war. And there's a lot of attacks against us, against our spirit. And this tells us that we can speak in other tongues and receive a spiritual refreshing. Notice it says here, to whom he said, this is the rest, wherewith me cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. I pray that's no one in this room today. I pray you'd hear. I pray you'd hear that your prayer language can bring a tremendous refreshing to you. Your prayer language can bring a tremendous rest to your spirit. It can edify you, build you up, and bring a refreshing and a rest to your spirit. Some awesome reasons to pray in the Holy Ghost. The Bible tells us that out of our belly will flow rivers of living water. And see, when we pray in other tongues and we pray in our prayer language, you know what? A lot of times that becomes the spout that the glory comes out. That becomes our refreshing. You can receive a spiritual refreshing anytime you want to. You can be edified anytime you want to. Your faith can be built up anytime you want to. You can pray yourself into the perfect will of God anytime you want to. You can pull down strongholds in your mind of fear and worry and doubt anytime you want to. You can remind yourself that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You can remind yourself that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost anytime you want to. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that fantastic?